Let's see, Naomi, it's hard to say that name. Naomi said to Ruth, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord do this, and so to me, and more as well, even if death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. In our hearing, our speaking, our living, this is a sermon about the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is rather short. You could read it easily in the time that I preached this sermon. And the book of Ruth came after the book of Judges. Or, to shorten it, Ruth and Judges. Judges and Ruth, I guess I should say. Ruth stands on its own quite well and is a wonderful story. But when compared with or read with Judges, the book comes alive with meaning and comparison. So this is really, I guess, a little about the book of Judges and more about the book of Ruth. Now, as you know, we are focusing this fall on the Hebrew scriptures, on the Old Testament, and the Old Testament, like the New Testament, is bound together in one book, but is really a series of shorter works that describe God's relationship with the people and with the nation Israel. It's a remarkable story. I encourage you to read it. However, it can sound like, and it does sound like sometimes, that it is mostly a history between God and males. Women don't get treated very well. That's not the Bible's fault, I guess. It certainly is not God's fault. It's a series of male-oriented stories, mostly written from a male perspective and gathered and collected together, probably edited together by men. And I sometimes wonder what the Bible would be like if it had been written by women, instead of the focus being on the three men who died and poor Ruth and Naomi. Maybe it could have been something really different, and how wonderful Ruth and Naomi were able to manage. I don't doubt that God comes to women as well as to men. We just don't read about it very much in these works. We try our best to ignore horrible stories, the misogyny of the way women were treated, and try to redirect your attention to what is good. And there's a lot that is good in this collection of books. But let's face it, there are times when we wish the history had been just a little bit different or recorded in a different way. So that is prelude. The book of Ruth is remarkable for many reasons. It's mostly about two women, about Naomi and Ruth. No one is killed. And there are no R-rated scenes. There are no battles, no cities destroyed. There are no fights. I know it sounds like kind of a boring story would never be on television or a movie today. Ruth is set at the time of the judges, and the time of the judges, there weren't many judges as it turns out, but they had their own book, the title of a book, came, the time of the judges came at the death of Joshua, this end, and then the beginning of the tales of the monarchy of Israel, of stories of King Saul and King David and King Solomon. In the time of the judges, there were no strong leaders. Moses and Joshua had died. And what we had were a collection of 12 very strong clans, tribes of Israel, and a bunch of subgroups, a bunch of sub-powers, and they argued with one another, and they argued with their neighbors. And the book of Judges is really about the wars that were fought, and underneath those wars and the battles of conflict, the peoples of Israel were hammering out a relationship with one another. And there are lots of people killed, and lots of fights. And that went on and on and on. The time of Judges was a little like our frontier states in the 19th century. Only there weren't as many sheriffs as what we have. Now, Samson is in the book of Judges, and the story of Samson is a wonderful story, and I commend it to you. Otherwise, the book of Judges, have you read it? Ruth is easier to read. Let me just tell you that. It's shorter, for one thing. It's nice. The book of Judges is pretty bleak, and there's a marked absence of people with good leadership. The book of Judges ends with these words. In those days, there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes. Suffice it to say, there was many battles and much mayhem. The narrative that came just before this conclusion, the narrative in Judges 19 and 20 and 21 is a gory battle, a civil war that started with a mob attacking the house of a man who was hosting a stranger and his girlfriend, stranger's girlfriend. It didn't work out so well for the woman. But then things rarely worked out so well for women in many of these stories. That's how Ruth differs from most of the rest of the Old Testament. It works out well for Ruth and Naomi. This is a different time. Women were not given much status other than what they got from how they could produce children. Naomi's hopes for any kind of life went away when her husband and sons died. Naomi was a foreigner in a foreign land, and it was a land, Moab, that was not looked on with favor by the people of Israel. And I'll say more about that in a second. The book of Ruth starts out unhappy. There's a famine. Sounds like other stories from the Bible. There was a famine, and the family had to uproot itself and leave and go someplace where they could find food. So they settled in a place that was unfamiliar. Fortunately for the man and Naomi, Elimelech is the name of the man, and Naomi and their two sons, they were able to find brides in this new land. And they lived there for 10 years, so presumably things were okay for them. But then it all fell apart as each of those three men died. Ruth and Orpah, the two sisters-in-law, daughters-in-law to Naomi, had no allegiance to Naomi. And Naomi owed nothing to them. The clan was the primary unit. Naomi was not part of that clan in Moab. She had to return to Israel, to her people. Her two daughters-in-law had nothing in Israel. They were to return to their own groups. And that's how this story was supposed to end. Naomi goes here, two daughter-in-laws, daughters-in-law go there, and that should have been the end of the story. And the rest of this story is a dramatic reversal from what was expected. And I think this is significant because Jesus told stories that had dramatic reversals. Instead of separating, Ruth clung to Naomi. Now Ruth became the foreigner in a foreign land, a sojourner who was given a chance because that's how people treated sojourners back then. They gave people a chance. And as an aside, we in our church know something about this topic of giving people chances to live in our nation. Today, Ruth would probably be turned away at the border or told to wait for a hearing that would be months away. Life was no picnic in Ruth's day, but at least some people were treated with a measure of dignity. Now, here's the spoiler alert. The book ends well. Ruth meets Boaz and treated her nicely. First, it was his duty to treat people who had nothing nicely. He was instructed to, this came in harvest time, they were to glean their field, they were to harvest their fields, but they were not to work to the edge. And they weren't supposed to be particularly accurate with the stuff that they cut down so that people who had nothing could come along and pick up the grain that had fallen or pick the grain that was along the edge of the field. You weren't to harvest everything. You were to leave some for others. And that's exactly what Boaz told his people to do. And Ruth came along and picked some harvest, and she got his and Boaz's attention and said, "Oh, I've heard something about you." And, you know, maybe there was a little infatuation between Boaz and Ruth. It's not there, but it could be beneath the subtext of the story. And somehow things work out. Boaz is the next of kin of Naomi, and through this complicated legal arrangement, it was his duty to rescue her. And in rescuing her, it so happened he got to rescue Ruth, who he probably was infatuated with, and she became his bride. And in the end, she has a child, and everybody lives happily ever after. This would make a good opera. Not the gory 19th century operas, but an 18th century opera. And as a coda to this great story, the baby that Ruth and Boaz had, turned out to be the grandfather of King David. Now this is a nice story. What does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with Jesus? On the face of it, very little. Now, Ruth was the great, 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 and had about 50 more greats, grandmother to Jesus. She was a distant relative. And she is honored in a place in his genealogy, though Jesus never mentioned her. Very few people ever mention Ruth. God is barely mentioned in this work either. Naomi has her mournful Mara hymn, "My life is bitter," in the first chapter, and Ruth says at the end of the first chapter, this amazing, "Your people will be my people and your God my God." And yet, I think the book of Ruth represents the type of society God wants for us. The society of peace, where there is little drama, where the people do what is right, not because there's a strong leader telling them, not because they act out of fear, but because the people know what is right. That's how they were taught by their elders. Unlike the depiction of the 12 clans of Israel during the time of Judges, when each did what was right in their own eyes, in the book of Ruth, the people just did what was right. When the prophets began doing the prophecies about the Messiah, who was to come and save everybody, or the prophecies about Jesus, there was a lot of talk about the peaceable reign, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where swords are turned into pruning hooks. And that's a wonderful vision. And it hasn't happened yet. And until that vision comes true, I think the vision that we get from the peaceable reign in the book of Ruth is just marvelous. Where disaster is overcome with kindness and tenderness and good judgment and occasionally maybe a little bit of luck. Ruth, the foreigner. Ruth, the woman from a country that Israel detested. Ruth, the outsider, was brought in to be part of, to be a revered part of the people of Israel. May we have that vision for our lives today, where disaster is overcome with kindness and tenderness and good judgment. Amen.